we know now we're getting to the stage where, you know, we need to turn these draws into victories. We've just got to find a way to win games now. We just need to cut out the sloppy headers and, you know, put the chances away when they come. But that's football.
Knocked down towards the edge of the area. Jerome Thomas, the veteran, was there. Couldn't get a clean strike in. It's come back, though, as far as Pugh, and it's against the woodwork. What a chance that was. Forrester and Doyle got a touch on it, and it's out of play for a throw-in. Clark feeds it out to the left-hand side to Meredith. The Aussie cuts into the penalty area. Meredith still coming. Still Meredith finds Nicky Law. Can he shoot? No, he can't. Back to Meredith. Out to Clark. Oh, just wide of the right-hand upright.
Tell you what, he should hit the target.
Nicky Law is looking at a possible shot at goal there. He's got a little 1-2 with Hawula. Back to Hawula again. And here's Clark. Pulls it back. Edge of the area. Cullen! Oh. I thought that was going in from here, and it's wide of the left-hand upright this time. Here's Hawula getting onto the end of a loose ball. Hawula inside the area. Still Hawula. Hawula shoots. Oh. Kicked away by the goalkeeper. Back to Hawula. Can't get the shot in. Bobbles up. Hit Hawula's hand. That's what Port Vale is saying. Nicky Law retrieves the ball down by the corner flag. Is it back towards Meredith? It's cut out though over on the far side.
Hawula does well, falls to Clark. Clark at the top, White's onside, half chance, he's going away from goal, pulls it back, step over, chance, Clark has to score. Billy Clark, it's a free hit at goal, no excuses, left footed, has to hit the target, and he blazes it over. So City have a great opportunity here. It's on the side of the 18-yard box. It's going to be McMahon who dinks it in towards the back post, header, and a goal. City have the breakthrough. And round the back, is it Vanslow? I think it might be, who's got his head on it, comes between two players, sticks the knot on, and City have been rewarded with the opener here. Glorious delivery from Tony McMahon, and Roman Vanslow is the man applying the finish.
Yeah, brilliant finish, wasn't it? Up towards Forrester, edge of the area. Forrester, can he shoot? Oh, what a save by Colin Doyle. Magnificent one-handed save. Palms it away with his left hand, and Meredith kicks it up towards half-time. That was quite brilliant by Colin Doyle. Tries to clip it in the middle there. Hooper's there. Oh, and it's bundled in. I think that's gone in off Rory McArdle, is it? I think that might be an own goal. Or is it gone in off the Port Vale man? Whatever it is, Port Vale 1, Bradford City 1.
Got to stop the cross coming in.
Down the right-hand side they come. Gilead sends it in the middle. Wyke! Oh, just wide. I thought that was going in. And Wyke is claiming it should be a corner kick. Well, he headed it over the goalkeeper. The goalkeeper had gone AWOL. And it's just gone agonisingly wide.
This is a chip ball forward from Kiko. Kiko on his right foot over the bar. Well, he walked through two of them. Past McMahon, past Gilliard. Challenge came in Vanslow. And here comes Alex Jones. Great control from Gilliard. Carrying the ball, edge of the 18-yard box. Still has it, going towards the corner flag. Still has it. Can he dig out across? He can. Oh, well, there's chance for Jones. Splunks. And again, and scores! The sub against his former club. He's smashed them in at Vale Park all season. And he's done another one. Alex Jones, 2-1 they lead.
Well, he's been on the field for what? 2 minutes or so.
Shadipo, the other substitute, goes to the byline, delivers across. Doyle comes, Doyle with a punch, good punch as well. It's Cullen edge of the area. City got to deal with a loose ball. Man goes down, crowd appeal, and it's a save from Doyle in the end. And again, they're begging for decisions. There was nothing in that, and there's no appeal from the Port Vale players. Referee may just add another 20 seconds or so for the time that's been wasted in the additional. City win the header, and there goes the whistle, and City have done it. They've got the win. It's finished Vale 1, City 2.
We were just going to bring Gilly on as they scored. You know, we were changing it. We wanted to get a bit of width on. And just as he scored, you know, we were always doing that. As I say, Charlie was struggling with illness. So, listen, all in all, as you say, with the other results, it's been a good day for us. But we just focus on ourselves and move on to Tuesday.